Welcome to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
You're tuned into R1 News at 1. Every weekday from 1 till 2pm, our dedicated news team brings you the hard-hitting stories, interviews and culture pieces from across Aotearoa Dunedin.
Welcome to R1 News at 1. Jemima and I will be your host today. We will be back shortly with today's news bulletin as well as this week's local produce with Jordan Irvine. Coming up first is Marco Road Helicopter.
Here are the R1 News at 1 headlines.
This is the R1 News Bulletin for Wednesday 25th of September. I'm Celia.
And I'm Jemima.
In Dunedin news, Otago Polytechnic is undergoing major changes, with over 30 programs under review and many staff affected, ODT reports. Executive Director Megan Portiki says the review aims to balance staff workload, community demand and financial sustainability. The Tertiary Education Union estimates that dozens of staff are impacted, with ongoing discussions to determine the final outcome. These cuts are part of wider reforms in the polytechnic sector, led by Tertiary Education Minister Penny Simmons, who aims to restructure Te Pūkenga. The Polytech is also considering selling its old campus and student hostel to boost financial performance.
In international news, a new COVID-19 variant is spreading rapidly and could soon become the dominant variant around the globe, RNZ reports. The variant named XEC was first detected in Germany in August and appears to have grown advantage over other circulating variants, but it is not a radically different variant. XEC is known as a recombinant variant, and they can occur naturally when a person is simultaneously infected with two different COVID variants. It was first reported in early August 2024 in Germany and a few other European countries, but has since continued to spread, with over 600 cases identified in 27 countries across Europe, North America and Asia. XEC may well soon become the dominant global variant, but it could be outcompeted before then or replaced quickly afterwards by a different but closely related variant. Supermarket giants Woolworths and Coles have been accused of using their prices dropped and down promotions to mislead Australian shoppers, the ABC reports. The two companies now face legal action in federal court by the Australian Competition and Consumer Commissioner, or ACCC. Both supermarkets allegedly offered certain products at their regular price for at least 180 days, according to the ACCC. The price of each product was then allegedly increased by at least 15% for a relatively short period of time. Woolworths and Coles subsequently placed it onto their prices dropped or down program, the ACCC said in its statement. The body said it will seek declarations, penalties, costs and orders. It will also seek community service orders, meaning both supermarkets will be made to fund a registered charity to deliver meals to Australians in need.
In student news, Fuel Your Stoke is on this Sunday, an event put on by Heavy Breathers, Spark That Chat and MSFT Productions to spread awareness for men's mental health. It's being held at Eric's venue starting from 2pm and there's apparently food there and live music featuring Hot Sauce Club, Cruise Control, The Beatniks and more.
This has been the R1 News Bulletin for Wednesday 25th September. Today's bulletin was written by Celia Ward and Tristan Serrano and read to you by Celia Ward and Jemima Lorimer.
Those were the headlines for today on R1 News at 1. Catch up on previous R1 News wherever you get your podcasts or head to r1.co.nz/news.
We'll be back very soon. This is the R1 News with Celia and Jemima. We've got local produce with Jordan Irvine coming up very, very soon. But first up for you, this is Lavender with Satisfaction.
Local produce, but the Radio 1 version. It's like normal local produce, but for the radio. We invite critic Te Aorihi's local produce columnist, Jordan Irvine, on air to talk about this week's featured artist or initiative on the R1 News.
Welcome back to R1 News at 1. We are joined now by Jordan to talk about this week's local produce. Hi, Jordan.
Sup? How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
That's good. Who is this week's local produce?
Frivolory. Their name's hard to pronounce.
Frivolory.
It's a mix of frivolous and revelry. It just means fun. Have fun. They have fun at their gigs.
Yeah. Yeah. They're a Celtic band, yeah?
Yeah, they do a bunch of Celtic stuff. Like, I think at one point they said, like, barn music and stuff. That was kind of fun, yeah.
And because they said that a lot of their gigs are, like, interactive, dancing.
Yeah, they're called Kaylee Dancers.
Yeah.
They showed me a picture of it, and they just, like, you just link arms in a circle and just kind of dance around.
Oh, fun.
And they play all their instruments and have a good time. Yeah.
What instruments are there? How many of the, like...
Ooh, there's an accordion, a bass, two violins, and drums, I believe.
That's so cool. Yes. They said they're the only Celtic band in Dunedin, or one of?
Yeah, they're one of. There's, like, one or two others, maybe. But they're a bit different because they have, like... a bass player and drums. They're bringing the drum and bass to Celtic music.
Yeah.
So it gives a lot more, like, oomph.
Yeah, yeah.
To the things.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's really unique.
Yeah.
How did they start?
The lead... Oh, yeah. Also, there's a caller. So in this kind of, like, genre, you have, like, a caller who kind of, like, organizes the crowd and, like, yells out things. Maya. She was really into, like, Celtic music, grew up on that, and so did Alex, the accordion player, and some of the other members.
Yeah.
And they all just had a love of it. So they just eventually, like, all met each other just randomly at, like, parties or doing work or whatever.
Yeah.
And they all just came together to form this band. And they've been going for about a year now.
Cool.
Yeah.
How's it all going? Do they like it?
Yeah, they love it. They seem really stoked about it. Alex, when I interviewed him, he, like, gives you, like, all his attention. Like, big eyes, just, like, really connects with you. And you can tell they're all really passionate about what they do, which is, like, awesome to see.
That'd be a really fun gig to go to.
Yeah, they have one on this Friday?
Yeah, the 27th. Yep, Friday.
Yeah, Friday at Union Hall. Alcohol-free event, so you can bring anyone. Kids, not kids, older people.
Yeah, because that is... So it's a Koha entry, that gig, isn't it? All proceeds going to local suicide prevention.
Yeah, I think they're called Better Health. They're right next to the Dunedin Youth Orchestra. They're a really cool initiative. I think it was last year, two of our staff members here who no longer work at Radio 1, they did, like, a cool initiative for them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're a really cool charity that Radio 1 cares about, Critic cares about, everyone should care about.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's cool they're fundraising for that.
Yeah, because it's also a reminder it's Mental Health Awareness Week, so that falls
so true.
Into that.
Go do some yoga. That's all you can do, according to the thing every day on is yoga. So if you're depressed, do some yoga and that'll help. Or go to this gig.
Yeah, this gig.
Yeah.
Awesome. So the band is called Frivolry.
Yes.
You can follow them on Instagram at...
Frivolry. I don't think there are many other people or bands called that have just merged the word together.
Yeah.
So yeah, Frivolry on Instagram. Go to their gigs. Cool dudes.
Awesome. You heard it here. Thank you, Jordan, for coming on. That was this week's Local Produce.
Thank you for having me.
Next up is Let Them Into Down Below.
The R1 News at 1 weather forecast.
It's Jemima and I'm back with your weather forecast on the R1 News at 1. It is really beautiful and sunny right now. It is currently 13 degrees and it's going to stay that way. It might get a little bit cloudier towards the end of the day, but it'll be even warmer tomorrow, but there might be rain.
The R1 News at 1 weather forecast.
Thank you so much for tuning into the R1 News today. It has been the Wednesday, the 25th of September, and your hosts today have been Celia Ward and myself, Jemima Lorimer. Make sure you stay tuned to Radio 1 and tune into the R1 News tomorrow for even more updates. Keep it locked.
You've been listening to R1 News at 1 here on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. The R1 News is uploaded daily wherever you get your podcasts. Or head to r1.co.nz/news to get yourself all caught up. Additionally, you can follow R1 News NZ to keep up to date with all our newsworthy happenings.
I think it's my friend, but is it a thief? You aim in the streets, ain't no thing. Mistakes crack open the floor.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.